the night, resting, sleeping, or meditating in Zeriel's case.
Oh, okay. No,
Then
I have not
you
long
can go
rested
ahead.
on my character sheet. You'd say it's a new day, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it is night and stuff.
Okay. Yep. I love finding ways to not rest. I just have a propensity to not, like, do a full rest.
We had to punch you in the face one time to get you to rest. That's the first long rest we took,
That's
I think.
True. That is, yeah.
How many levels of
yeah, that's right.
Ah, was, six,
it?
Seven.
We just knocked him out. We just knocked him
six,
out.
Seven. How many hours?
Yeah.
I've got to reload. Something weird happening with my screen. Can you guys see the new scene? Do I have the lighting set right on it?
The wagon?
Yep.
Yep. Very pretty.
Wagon? Oh.
No, I don't
Ooh,
have the new
seat. Wagon.
Oh. My character sheet's too big. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh, Roth's gotta be out there making soup.
Oh.
Yep.
Big soup guy.
Made sure there was a pot.
Yep.
Good.
Make morning soup.
Mm-hmm.
Oatmeal.
There's sound in there as well. I hope that works. Okay. Okay, as you are, I almost caught myself before I said as the sun comes up, because that's not a thing.
As that stupid machine that pretends it's the sun turns in.
Do we have a sun shrine nearby here?
No. You can see when you were on the edge, you're a little too far onto the plateau now that you can't really see it anymore from where you are. But when you were at the very top of the steeps before you headed inland, when you turned around, you were able to see just the faintest glow of the sunshine on the edge of the territory. But that is a fairly small sunshine, and it doesn't get very high, so it's not very visible from very far
but
away.
Is it in the middle of Klee Saddle, or is it like on the edge?
No, the sunshine was in the border town.
Oh, yeah.
That you had. Klee Saddle is in neutral territory. It's right on the edge, actually, of Dwarven territory, and dwarves don't have sunshines. Unhappiness.
Delight.
One of the reasons they're so cranky, people say.
Go vitamin D.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, so, yes, as the night is coming to an end, you hear some footsteps coming. Obviously not trying to sneak up on you or anything. They're very, very obvious, maybe making a little more sound than they need to. And Artemis and Luna, come over the hill and she motions behind her and another figure, walks over. As well, and accompanies her down the little path to your area of the graveyard. And she says, I thought I might find you here. I heard about the the combat in the bar.
What else are bars
for? They started it. What was that? Sorry.
I said, what else are bars for?
She smiles at that. She says, not the best way to keep a low profile, but, sometimes they have it coming. I wanted to introduce you to somebody. And she motions for the other person to step forward. And a man walks into view, and he is very tall. He has elven features, but he also has a full beard as well. He looks a little bit like the Caucasian Jesus. He's got that look to him a little bit. He's wearing very rustic robes, kind of like a druid outfit, though not exactly. Let me find a picture of him here. And she introduces him as Aemon Kor. And that is A-E-M-O-N. Kor is K-O-R-R.
AI chatbot, you got that?
AI chatbot, we'll definitely get that.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Ah. How tall is he?
Real he's tall. He's probably 6'3 or 6'4.
Yeah.
Not 6'7.
I just wanted to double check.
But his eyes are yellow, yes.
Mm. Golden. All the best eyes are yellow.
He's a witcher.
And maybe actually.
Maybe.
Just the fact that he's got facial hair and the pointed ears tells you that he's a half-elf.
Oh, do elves not have facial hair?
I believe not. Oh. I believe that's a thing.
I believe
at not. Least it is. I declare it to be so in my world.
That's good enough.
Does he have a moon pendant?
He does not appear to be wearing one on the outside of his robes, but he's got several things around his neck, so perhaps. And so anyway, she introduces him and he says hello. She says, Aemon is one of us. And as she says that, she looks over at Flint. She says he's a practitioner in the area. And he speaks up. He says, I move around, but I have a little shop in Cleasaddle, and I sell some herbal remedies, poultices, things like that to pay the bills.
An apothecary?
Yes. He's an apothecary.
Got it.
He says, I have some talent for some of the druidic arts, though nothing like Artemis here. She's far more talented than I am. So Artemis says, she says, Aemon is very familiar with this area. He often travels up to the north to Hotbog for his ingredients and all that, and he's agreed to be our guide, at least as far as that.
I have two questions.
Keep us out of trouble.
I have two clarifying questions.
Okay.
I forgot my first one. Come back to it. No, my second one.
Okay, let's start there.
My second one is, do they have any, like, gear on them? Like, are they geared up and ready to go right now, or do they got to go back to the apothecary and get stuff?
No, he's got his backpack.
Okay, cool. How many bed rolls are there? Oh, <God. laughs> I'm just taking stock.
Do they even use bedrolls?
I don't know.
Never mind. Anyway.
No answer.
He has a bedroll. She has her own stuff packed up.
All right. Are there any lingering looks?
All right. You want to give me an insight check?
Yeah, of course I want to try to suss some stuff out here.
I like we're forcing romantic interest on Sheila with her not being here. She comes back. Sorry, you love this guy.
That would be amazing. By the way.
It's a secret role?
Yes, a secret role. You have no idea.
Damn it.
He's just got that dreamy look, though.
Yeah, he's got something.
Yeah.
He's a handsome guy. Anybody else want to make an insight?
Can I insight Flint?
Sure.
Flint, what's the DC?
I don't know. It's just against my insight, right?
Wisdom? Your persuasion or deception, if you're trying to hide something. Otherwise, you can just say, however he's feeling, whether he's concealing it or not, you can decide what the difficulty class is.
All right, text me the number.
David, we have never had any of this relationship talk.
No, not at all.
Whole campaign. In all 65 sessions, the last couple we have, we've never talked about, like, just total soap opera now. This is totally different for us. It is delicious.
It's kind of a lot like Baldur's Gate 3 now.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, God.
It always happens. Oh, man.
Yeah, all of those cutscenes are coming, man. Gonna get steamy.
Oh, no.
I fucking messed up the romance, dude. So annoying.
In Baldur's Gate?
Because I'm a D&D player, and I'm like, you only long rest when you have to. And I wasn't long resting, and then I didn't get the cutscenes.
Oh, dude, I did.
I missed a lot, too.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right, well, they just made it seem like you shouldn't be long resting because you get this worm in your head. So I thought that time was of the essence. I didn't realize that you should be like long resting every moment.
Not only did I do that, but I also played with three other people. So we have a full party. So like I never interacted really with a lot of the people anyway. They're like, oh, you need to get rid of somebody. I'm like, well, there's four of us. We're never going to play with any of you. So
yeah.
So this, like, I just, a lot of them are just like backward fodder for us. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. I would say when Eamon. When Eamon came up, Flint looked surprised, and then as he looks from Artemis to Eamon, he looks kind of relieved.
All right.
Flint doesn't know Eamon, right?
No. Okay. You're not familiar. I don't think so. Actually, give me a history check.
Okay.
I remember the other thing.
Oh, okay.
My first thing is, does he have a moon pendant?
Dude, you don't listen
visible.
To me.
Come on, get it together. Already been asked.
Sorry.
You can ask him. Do you want to... It's not visible, but do you want to ask him?
I want to.
And she said, he's one of us. He said,
listen, I'm elbows deep in some barbecue over here, and my esophagus is on fire. Okay. I'm having a hard time.
So, Flint, you are not familiar with him, but it's actually kind of not surprising the way that, because the organization is secret, each member of the organization only knows a few other members of the organization. And so Marta, for example, Marta Merriweather was one of your contacts, mm-hmm. and you and of course, Artemis was one of your others. You had three or four, and most of the practitioners do. Most practitioners know one, at least one guardian, and you know, two to three other practitioners, generally. And if this guy is moving around a bit as well, it's less likely that you would know him.
Mm-hmm. He's in a bit of a different territory.
Yeah.
So there are, this is the first we're hearing of like roles sort of within this organization. So guardians are like fighters and practitioners are healers, essentially.
Yeah.
Well, she said, she said out loud that he's a guardian, right? Or no, that he's a practitioner.
He's a practitioner. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's a guardian, presumably.
Presumably.
Don't give me those eyebrows.
Are you asking?
yeah, you got to ask some questions out loud because I don't think we've talked about it.
How did we just come up on guardians? I forget if that was what we're talking about.
I think that was just background.
Okay, I'll say here's how I'll ask it. I
think it was just metadata outside of
me. So if he's a practitioner, what are your and Flint's roles?
Then a loony will pull out a whiteboard and a marker. Say, if you can just draw, just give us
the org chart.
Yeah. Where's the pyramid scheme? Am I on the short leg or the long leg here?
All right, so Aristandros has got to be at the top, so I'll just pencil him in up here.
Theo.
Yeah. I'm a guardian, and
that makes sense.
It's pretty normal for folks to follow their own gifts, but often there's guardians and practitioners, and each practitioner usually knows one guardian that they can call upon in time of need, and the practitioners tend to know each other, at least a few, let's say for backup, which makes it all the more surprising when we have dealings with Aristandros. What about you, Artemis? Flint will ask that. What about you, Artemis?
What, are you asking if she's a guardian or what?
I want to ask what her role is. What's your role these days? I'm not sure. So it's a simple guardian.
She says, well, that's how it started, of course. And that's she kind of trails off, and Eamon, he pipes up. He says, I think the upper levels are grooming her for a leadership position. There's really three kinds of people in the group. There are us practitioners and the guardians, and he waves over to Flint. He said, and then those who lead us. And yes, this one is on the track, fast track, I think. He says the leaders generally they know more of us, if not all of us, all of the members. He says, I know one other guardian besides Artemis. Said, but the thing about us practitioners is that if we do need help and our personal assigned guardian is not near us, and then he reaches his hand inside his tunic and grasps something, and then there's a blue glow a little bit, and as he does that, both pendants on Flint and Artemis, they glow. He says, we can call for aid if we need it.
So he's the bomb maker.
He's the guy who's got the shot. He's the underground guy. Where the guardian can go and people can go for help and support. But if he needs backup, Or needs to pack his go bag fast.
Yeah.
And then he can call on any nearby guy.
I assume Marta was the same role.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marta is it morning?
Practitioner. It's about morning. If
about morning.
If there is such a thing, it would be dusk. I should say.
You just used the wrong word for your wife's literal name.
What was that?
I said I like that you used the wrong word for your wife's name.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally missed that.
Dawn. I said dusk instead of dawn. My wife's name is Dawn.
Wow. Gotcha. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Not thinking of, I'm totally thinking end game. I'm like, what? What?
Yeah, I didn't follow either.
We really skipped ahead here. I don't know.
Reed, I'm with you 100% on that. I flew right past me.
Dawn. Anyway. She could be, you could call her Leona for short as the Dawnbringer.
Okay, I do have one more question for Artemis. Is there something you're trying to do to become a leader? Like, do you have a task that you're dealing with?
She says, leadership position isn't really something that you strive for. You're chosen for it, really. So, not in particular, no. Okay. But as I've been more involved in the organization, I've been assigned more and more important tasks. But I still have my autonomy as well.
I'll walk so up. She's go ahead.
Go for it.
I'll gesture everybody over to the fire, and I'll say, we're on a clock here. Everybody grab a bowl. And I'll ladle out oatmeal.
Fair enough.
All right.
Noctis, this is your first rough soup experience.
Yeah.
He takes it very seriously.
I am a very serious chef. I'm pretty low level, but, like, I take it serious.
So is this, like, good oatmeal?
It's good enough. Everything tastes good, and I may or may not, from time to time, sneak in a couple spices.
I was going to say, ever since you got your bag of spices back.
My bag of spices from level 20s. Literal gods, or demigods, or underling gods, whatever you want to call them. I don't always. I only add it in if, like, the meal doesn't feel, like, up to par. I'm like, this will fix it a little bit.
Yeah.
It'll help. This oatmeal was fine.
What kind would an oatmeal roll be? Would that be performance? Ooh. Would that be...
Oh, I actually have a really good idea. I think it's athletics, because that's a +6 for me.
I mean, it's really heavy duty oatmeal.
He's stirring.
Survival.
Yeah, stirring hard.
He's probably survival.
Yeah, sir. I could do survival. I could do survival.
Okay.
Especially
give me a survival.
Yeah.
Yeah, survival with advantage if you're using your spices. Okay.
I got it. It's fine. I did not want to use spices, but I guess it doesn't matter because they both were.
You rolled 2 12s.
Okay. 2 12s. And it's +2.
It was going to be what it was going to be.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, Aiden sits down. He kind of sniffs it a little bit. Ready to go in, and then they scout. Takes a bite, and then is like, oh, not bad. Pretty good.
Not bad is all my job.
Well, Noctis appreciates the oatmeal, but he appreciates even more your idea of time is wasting. We're on the clock. Let's go. He definitely wants to get the hot pot.
Yeah, we all got money on the line here.
Yeah, how many days has it been? Like three?
Four. After tonight. Yeah. So you're starting day five.
Okay, Looney pockets her wagon.
It's quite a sight to see this thing down into a smaller, and then she kind of tucks it into her special pack that she made for it, mm-hmm. puts it on her back. And then Eamon is going to talk to you about the options for getting to Hot Bog. This is
6 miles per hour.
Says okay, one does bad. Not simply walk straight to Hot Bog.
I knew this was coming at some point. I was just waiting.
We have to ski up the hill.
You've doomed him to death now. Good job. Like Sean Bean.
Everybody should click over to the map. Oh, we already got moving. I already clicked over.
You are ready.
I knew
it was. Body was ready. Okay.
We're in Klee saddle.
All right. So he says the forest between here and Hot Bog is quite dangerous, especially during certain times of the year. He said it's been a while since there's been a purge in the area, so parts of the forest are infested with orcs. So on top of that, though, the areas that don't have any orcs in them are teeming with avians. There are a couple of different tribes that move through here through their hunting grounds. And believe me, you do not want to be caught in their territory.
Sorry, tribes of what?
The avians.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay, question about that. If we were, you know more about them than we do. If we were to get caught by avians, do you think it would help us or hurt us to offer them their egg back? And I'll open the bag of holding and just like show it a little
bit. You just show the tip of the goods.
We didn't steal it, we saved it. But I don't know if they'll believe that.
This is, oh wow.
Also, this guy hatched at some point.
Well, yeah. That's a question, isn't it? He says, oh my. All right. Well, in that case, he said, what kind of avian? Do you know what kind of avian this is from? Did they look more like raptors or did they look more like owls?
I think it was owls, right?
It was raptors.
Saw their dead bodies. So you can tell us.
Raptors.
Yeah, I don't know if we knew. It was raptors.
They were heavily burnt. Oh, but we talked to the leader. You talked to the leader after they had died, yeah. So I think we would have known.
Yeah, he says if you find the right tribe, it will matter very much to them, probably. And if they believe, assuming they believe you. However, if it's the wrong tribe, they're not going to care. So it's a crapshoot. It just depends.
Are there any scary wolves out there?
He said, well, that was, as you said, that's the other problem is, as Artemis has told you, there's something not well in the woods right now, some kind of a rot or infestation. And I don't know, it's possible that Melkoth has finally gone off the deep end.
Huh? coming in.
Both time for Roth and Zariel's heads go. Heads go.
He said, even closer, to the mountains, there's a druid who lives by himself, and he's always been a little off, shall we say. He rarely comes into town. People go to him for aid, but there's a darkness about him that many of us practitioners find unsettling. And I fear that perhaps he is, that what we see here could be a result of some kind of affliction or loss of sanity on his part. He's very powerful.
Like
druid,
perhaps like animals.
It's, if anything is strong enough to cause such an effect on such a wide region, it would be someone like him.
What's his name again? Melkoth?
Melkoth. M-E-L-K-O-T-H.
Have you ever seen him make shadow tentacles? I'll take
That's
that as
an oddly specific question.
You answered it. There we go. Okay, so orcs, avians, maybe we'll hit some weird wolves.
And points to whoever remembers, but that is it like Malegna? Who is the other turned practitioner? Back in, let's call it chapter one. Remember that?
Malena?
Malena. Malena, like, really lost it.
Yeah, she was weird. I don't remember why.
Maybe she wasn't as powerful as Melkoth.
She and Ildan were in cahoots.
Right.
She had some kind of power over Ildan.
Go figure.
Freaking Ildan, dude.
Right. So...
So that seems like a reason.
So Flynn will say that. Maybe it is similar to Elena.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't find out.
What I would recommend, he says, is that the safest path would be to follow the path to one of the northern guard towers. Around the edge of the forest, and then follow the edge of the cliff to Hotbog. So I'll draw on what he's talking about.
I think I know what he's saying. Go up and then over.
He's saying go up and around. He said it will avoid all of the problems. It's a long trip. And of course, if you run into the, well, we can figure that out here. We can, let's do a little bit of.
Oh yeah, we have to scroll in and look at the
octagon. Wrong thing.
All right, somebody have this.
Count the octagons.
No, here we are. I've got. So it is taking. To Hotbog from there, it would be 145 miles.
Nice.
Okay.
That is a long trip.
Too slow. What's option number two?
Option number two is we go the opposite direction. We go back toward the steeps, and we follow the ridge. And then we get to a narrower area where the avians are less active, and we cut across as quickly as possible and then follow the ridge. That way is
longer.
Still looks far.
Yeah.
It's potentially safer yet again, because if you were trying to avoid the dwarves, obviously there's a tower in the other direction. That way is 200 miles.
So we're going, what, like 35 a day?
Third option.
Third option, just go right through the forest.
Right through the forest.
Give me miles, give me miles, come on. 26 miles.
80 miles.
What was that, Michael?
80.
We don't really have a choice, I don't think.
Do you know that? Multiple perspectives.
I guess the question is how close to the guard tower does Route 1 get?
Well, it depends on whether you are, because the guard tower, there's a clearing. They clear out the trees for about a mile from the guard tower. So if you are within the tree line, it's about a mile away. There is a road, however, so.
Yeah. Do they stop people, like, if they're just going, whoop, back around?
Says, like a police checkpoint? There may be a toll. It depends kind of on the mood of the guy in charge. But they'll very often stop you and frisk you and you know, ask for a token of your appreciation for them being out on a lonely watchtower, looking out for our safety. You know how it is.
Hey, can we talk speeds again? I know we're going to talk about this every single session, speeds, every session.
Okay.
Can somebody roll one of the speeds again?
All right. Well, we can talk about that. So there is a road, the north way. There is a road. So it will be faster.
Right.
Slow is 2 miles an hour. Medium is 3 miles an hour. Fast speed is 4 miles an hour. And you'll be able to take, at least for a good part of the trip, you'll be able to take the wagon if you're going to be on the road. Of course, the kind of encounters you may have along the way will reflect whatever route you choose.
Okay, so 140 miles, you said? Something like that?
Yeah, 130. Did you write it down? I can remeasure it again.
Thank you so much. 150, 280.
150. Okay, so that would be like a little under 5 days, I think.
Yeah.
And we have... Do we have 30 or do we have 2 weeks?
Yeah, we can go fast on the road.
30 days.
Right.
But can't we go fast in the woods with Flint and presumably Eamon?
We can go. We can certainly go through rough terrain as normal.
Yeah, you can go through rough terrain, and I think you can move stealthily at medium pace. Is that right?
We can move stealthily at regular pace.
So we can go 4 miles per hour, not stealthily, or 3 miles per hour stealthily.
Right.
Correct.
Let me verify that.
And it's 8 hours a day, or is it 10, 12 hours a day? How many hours a day can we go without exhaustion?
8.
Right, but we usually, our classic is pushing an extra 2 hours and roll the dice.
Yeah. He says the problem...
You can move stealthily at a normal pace. So we could move stealthily at 3 miles an hour. And we're not going to be slowed by the difficult terrain.
He says the real danger is going to be camping. He said, because you're in one place. So I'm going to bring this up now. I was debating on how to do this. You'll have to bear with me a little bit because this is my first time running a game like this. So while you are in hostile territory, which is what this is, you're going to have to be more alert on your toes.
Yeah.
And that's going to affect the kind of resting that you can do. Okay? You are going to need twice as long to get the benefits of a long rest while you are in hostile territory like this, just because you need to be more aware of your surroundings. You need to have sentries, guards, you know, patrol, whatever it is. So you'll need 16 hours for a long rest. If you're in a settlement, you're fine. But while you're on the road, that will affect things. If you do 8 hours, you can get the benefits of a short rest.
Oh my God.
So we basically only have 8 hours of travel if we want a long rest.
Correct.
So Noctis does not do math. What is the quickest way to get to Hotbug before my burnout escapes?
Maybe we can ask Eamon if he's heard of another person trying to get to Hotbug lately.
No, he has not.
Roth does dirty math. The fastest way is straight through the trees, not stealthily, running 2 days, 10 hours each. That's the fastest way. With not actual full rest.
If we could do a full rest, we'd only have to camp twice.
We can only camp once.
Yeah, that's true.
If we go, if we do our 10 hours at full speed, no stealth problem. We get one rest in, and then we just blitz the next 10 hours, right? And that's 80 miles. We're there. The problem is we're gonna get shit thrown at us if we go straight through.
If we don't, how long does that take? I think the avians will find us. Do you know how sharp their eyes are?
I mean, we can do sharp. We can run it with one night of sleep if we go straight through. If we get somewhat lucky on a lot of rolls.
So part of this map, Hotbog is right up against, you said it was a ridge, right? Do people cross that ridge? Mm-hmm. Or do they have to go up to where the guard tower is or something if they wanted to go to that direction?
They can go one of two ways. So you're talking about getting past Hotbog up onto the upper cliff?
Yeah, somebody from Hotbog wanted to go, I don't know, I guess I can't select it on here, but they wanted to go up where this cave is. To the north.
All right.
West.
Two ways to do that. The hard way and the easy way. The easy way is to take this hill right here. Is to walk this way and then go up the hill. However, he says that the more daring folks generally will just crawl right up the mountainside.
Right up the back.
Yep. And he says, and there are people who specialize in doing that in Hotbog, so you can talk to somebody about guiding you. Basically.
We buy a Sherpa.
So it is possible to go over that ridge. But, I mean, I guess depending on where he would be going next, he might go over the ridge if he's going somewhere in that direction, or he could be going to, I don't know what the name of this place is, Hikarikon? Which sounds like a
good job.
Cosplay event. Yeah.
Sure.
In which case, he probably wouldn't.
Do you have any speed boost? I'm wondering if Aluni has any speed boost for a wagon. We can take the wagon. Can we travel faster than 4 miles an hour on the road?
That's a good question.
She says, well, I can give it some more juice. I can rig it up.
She pulls out these little crystals. She says, I leave these out in the weather, and they charge from the thunder, from lightning. She says, I've got a certain number of them that power the wagon. Mm. And they also power the spell that I use to shrink it down and blow it up. Mm. So if I might be able to rig the wagon to use more juice, but then of course we're going to have fewer crystals at the end of it. I don't know. I can use some magic to charge the crystals if I need to, but then I'm not going to be able to do as much.
So 5 miles per hour?
She could probably manage that. Yeah, if you're just like really going for it.
So it's like,
so it'd be 3 days around the top.
3 days around the top, but if we do around the top, I want to cut inside.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you want to go to like through here, right? Yeah,
exactly. Yep.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yep. Just far enough into the trees that they wouldn't see us.
Yeah. And then we could go stealthily. We could definitely go stealthily there.
That'd be 2 rests, yeah.
Well, we go stealthily through the trees, but everything else would be basically ghetto blasters bumping the who let the dogs out as we stroll out the road.
Exactly. Yeah.
Question for Eamon. How are the roads guarded? Like, are we going to run into any patrols just on the road that aren't near the guard tower?
Totally are. We totally are.
He says, well, if you're lucky, you might be able to get through and not catch them when they're changing guard. So about every week or so, they send people through to relieve the folks who are there.
I mean, how much of a problem is it going to be for you if we find some guards?
Good point.
I think we just want to get there really fast. That's kind of just like my thought process.
I mean, Noctis is not really sure why we're so worried about the guards, other than getting extorted at the guard post. So it's like, is it really a problem?
We very much do not want to be searched because we're carrying something that we don't want the guards to know about.
Wow, so. Just laying it out. I was going to say FTP, fuck the police.
I mean, do you want to be searched?
Wouldn't be my first time.
I suppose if we run into them, we could hope we're not and deal with it if we are. They might be interested in us, like, blazing down this road in a magic wagon, though.
Yeah. I'm pretty comfortable in the woods. I think I might take my chances with the animals over the guards.
Okay,
those wolves, those are a little unusual.
It's probably voting time here. Where's everybody feeling?
I'm kind of medium either way.
Wait, so do you feel... like the, let me just get this out of the way. Do we all feel good about not doing the southern route? It's too fucking long, or
yeah,
yeah.
There's no road there either, right?
Yeah, you'd have to keep pushing.
Correct.
Yeah, so yeah. There's no road. It's the longest one. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then,
yeah, I think you either go north or through.
Okay.
Well,
what does a loony
through?
Feel? No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, going through seems like physically the shortest distance, but if we don't make it through, then not getting there is not getting there. Like, it's not guaranteed necessarily that we will get through there. Going around seems like a little bit longer. But we mitigate a little bit of that by having a magic wagon and maybe even by cutting through the trees slightly. So more likely to get there, but it seems like you guys are very nervous about the idea of running into the authorities. So it could be
okay.
I'm fine with going straight through because I want to get there.
Are there any burn marks on the trees nearby or something?
You know, like, yeah. Just
like, do we have any sense of a burn?
Do you see anybody burning?
Is there a trail of fire that we can follow?
Right. Do I notice? I don't know who this person is, so I can't quite track them, I don't think.
That's fair.
No burns on the trees.
Well, the issue is where would you start? Where would you start tracking? Because, I mean, you've got the entire town of Klee Saddle and the surrounding area. So, I mean, if you want to spend a day looking for signs of where this guy went,
it's insane.
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe we just go through the woods. I'm a little concerned about not going stealthily, but I guess we can start fast and see what happens.
If the guy tracking
Aluni's
straight through. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah,
what's Aluni's vote, she says, well, I know about you guys, but I'm feeling the need for speed. And she takes her two power crystals and goes like that, and they go electrical energy.
I mean, that Firestormer is kind of a thick bastard, and he's not necessarily all that smart. So he's probably going to see the short, direct path and take it. On the other hand, if he did, then we need to keep up and take the short path ourselves.
Wow.
If he didn't, he went the long way, then we might, he got 2 days ahead of us, we might arrive around the same time if we go the short way. So I'm thinking the short way.
If he's going through the woods, he won't be going as fast as me.
That's fair. Yeah, you're right. All right.
If he's there and he just went direct, I think we'll catch him.
Roth is never scared of a fight, so a fight that he won't kill anybody in.
I was going to say, if we're okay with getting rid of some guards if they find us, then that's fine, but I think that we're not, so maybe the short way is...
I think so too.
We're not going to... It's not going to do well killing the guards for us.
No. Oh, boy.
Because if we encounter them and they find anything out of us, we have to kill them. Because if anyone else escapes, we're like screwed in Hikarikon. So like, yeah, I think we just don't want to risk encountering them.
We still want the racism.
We would accidentally.
Of course.
Whoops. I slipped.
We'd be hard to miss in a blasting wagon.
Well, I think I was made for this. Let's go straight through.
All right. I think this.
Amon, will you come and be our guide between the two of us? We should have pretty good eyes.
Yeah, that's a good call. Between the three of you.
All right. He's definitely thinking about this.
Well, maybe she's gonna come with us. I was thinking Artemis was gonna go back and do her other thing. I don't know if she's even gonna come.
Is she coming or no?
She's planning on going with you because.
What do you think, Artemis?
She would prefer to go through the forest because that's probably where this beast is.
But she wants to kill the beast.
She's tracking the beast, which is in this area, she thinks.
Of course. That settles it for right. Flint.
Yeah.
All right.
Forrest, if you're comfortable climbing those trees like you were before, you might be all right. And Noxus can hide. Maybe not from us, but from avians.
Oh, man. Got him. That's so good. Zerail, you good?
I'm good.
All right.
Is Eamon good?
Eamon, he looks a little a little peaked. He's like, of course they're going to want to go in the woods.
Look, there's no better group to be with to go in the woods, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's kind of the best.
As I am picking up my shield and like wiping off the blood.
He takes a long sigh and he says, "Well, most of my my favorite spots for mushrooms are kind of picked over by now. I'll find some good stuff in the woods."
I will chime in and I'll split them with you.
That sounds tasty.
What a great stew.
I want to learn. Apprenticing on this. Michael, how long ago did you, like, not just tonight, like, how many days before this did you decide that you knew we were going straight through the woods? Did you even plan the other routes? You knew we were going through the woods, right?
I figured you were going through the woods, but just in case I had some ideas that I could throw out.
We talked it through.
Yeah, okay. We're woods people.
Sometimes you guys surprise me, so I want
advantage on survival checks in the woods.
We were leaning broad for a little bit there.
For a second.
The loony's disappointed. Question for Aiden. There are orcs and there are avians. Is there a particular route that will lean us towards encountering one or the other of those, or is it just kind of whatever we find?
Aries gonna make a history check. Or nature, actually. I'm going to make a nature check for him. If I can find his character sheet. There he is.
Yeah. I can study the map.
He says, "Well, I'm not exactly sure because I usually don't go into the woods because I value my life." But he says, generally, he says that the problem with avians is that they have their hunting grounds. And in order to keep from overhunting the woods, they're very careful about harvesting one area at a time. And it's cyclical, but each tribe, their cycle is different than the other tribes. So sometimes you can have several different tribes in one area all at once, and sometimes you can go for as long as 6 months to a year where there's nobody around at all. He said, "From what I remember, most of the avians to the west side are of the raptor variety. And the ones who are in the northern part of the woods are of the owl variety. So as far as the orcs go, they're anywhere where the avians aren't. If the avians encounter them, they will take care of them. So it really just depends on how long it's been since the avians have been through."
Not always. Not always.
Yeah.
We saw some burnt motherfuckers.
Yeah, that so we lean west, lean east, west, lean west.
I think so. Lean west, yeah.
We lean west, but straight. Also, like, are either of them friendlier?
Like, well, we have some leverage with the raptors because we have that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if we get lucky, saying, like, we can persuade them.
I mean, and we can take out orcs.
Be more mad because we have an egg and not believe us. Maybe it's like the high risk, high reward situation.
We're gonna roll well.
High risk, high reward.
I'm really persuasive, so.
Okay.
We got this.
I'm more deceptive, so if I can lie instead, it could be even better.
And do you speak avian? No.
True.
We did manage to talk to that one, so it might be all right.
Yeah. If we kill them, then I can talk to them.
That's a good idea.
I think I have comprehend.
Kill them and ask questions later.
Exactly.
Hey, Eamon, do avians speak common?
Since they know enough to get by.
Good.
Okay, so I propose that this is a 28-hour trip. I propose we go 10 hours at super speed, no stealth. So we'll have to roll for 2 hours of exhaustion then. And then we do a short rest for 8 hours. And then we roll another 10, again, 4 miles per hour, no stealth. Have to roll 2 more hours for exhaustion at the end of it. And if for some reason we run into stuff, we've got plenty of hours to spare then to make it a 2 full days and not have to rest twice.
So if you do only 8 hours of rest, you're only going to get the benefits of a short rest.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Okay. Which means that that'll be more than 8 hours of travel then after that. So you'll be, if you want to reset your
clock.
Your exhaustion clock, you'll need the 16.
Okay, then I guess we got to do the 16, but that'll be 36 hours then. Which is still a day and a half, so I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then again, if we run into some BS along the way, we still have some hours to spare to still make it within 2 days. And if we get the 16, then we'll have, you know, we'll still get our exhaustion back. Okay, I think that's the move. Try to run it in 36 hours, run into some bullshit, and then still get there within 48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You will not be stealthy.
Sorry, Flynn.
All right.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, we'll eventually be stealthy.
Oh, we will. We will. I mean, honestly, the faster we go now and the better our rolls and checks are along the first part of the journey, like, the more we can ease up towards the end of the journey, you know?
I see.
Like, if we want to be more stealthy, if we get to, like, scary caves and things, like, we have that ability then because we've put in the work ahead of time.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's an old saying, 10 before 10. Best to go 10 miles before 10 a.m.
Right. All right. I like it.
Wake up early and go.
I'm going to be so excited when I run 10 miles before 10 a.m. and I can tell you.
Someday. Start at midnight.
There you go.
It's going to be like in 8 weeks, maybe.
All right. That'd be awesome.
Okay, let's go.
It's real life, one. Kelly. It's real life, Kelly.
Real life, Kelly. Yeah, no, Zario cannot run to save your life.
No.
Michael, do your worst. We are ready to roll.
Tell him.
We are all ready to roll out and die.
You walk into
I am sad that it just occurred to me now that I needed to get the music for Indiana Jones so I can have it while I draw the little red line over the map.
Can we take a potty break really quick and I can try to import it really fast?
Sure. I don't mind taking a potty break.
Sure.
Same.
I need maybe 5 minutes. I think I can do this really quick. Yeah.
Please.
Your wolves.
Mm-hmm. They've been going, which is actually perfect. I read a little blurb in a book this morning that's wolves howl a lot in February. It's mating season for the alphas, and then everybody else runs around their territory and howls a lot. Blowing off some steam, I think.
You know what other animal has its mating season right now? Skunks.
Squirrels. Skunks.
Last year in February, Sassy got sprayed in the face by a skunk.
Oh, yeah, that's
let her out.
Oh, no.
I let her out really late at night, and she comes to the back door. She's gonna, like that. I open the door and she runs inside and goes down to her crate, and the stench just. And of course, because it was February, I couldn't just like leave her outside, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So we had to rent special equipment.
Here's all I got.
That works. It's perfect.
The problem is I only upload 5 seconds to Discord.
Oh, okay.
I have the whole, I got the full MP3. It's 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
Send it to me directly.
Oh, and then you can put it through,
right.
Platform, through Foundry.
Yeah.
Do you want me to guys end up?
However you like, yeah, that's fine.
Email.
Email.
What's your best email?
MichaelKEvans@gmail.com.
Hey.
Got it.
Kevin? Kenneth? I kind of guessed your middle name.
What do you think?
All right. Michael sent.
One of those was right.
No.
One of them was right?
Yeah. Which one?
Kenneth.
Do you think? Correct.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That sounds like an old family name, you know?
It is. Yep.
Oh, it kills me that it cuts off there.
Yeah.
Right, you take that file and you put that into Foundry.
Monster
right
Steeds.
Oh, could I have put it in Foundry? No, I don't have.
Downloads folder.
Trader Joe's has hot honey popcorn right now, and it's like my favorite thing. And I've been like buying that. It's everywhere, and I'm here for it. And Trader Joe's, like, it'll burn you because like things just go away and never come back all the time.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just like stocking up on bags of this popcorn.
Couldn't you just, like, pour hot honey on other popcorn?
I guess you could. It's a good texture, too. Like, it.
I understand.
It's not, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, it's sort of the texture of, like, Garrett caramel corn, but hot honey.
I totally understand that. I said it, you need it all in the mix to be well baked or whatever. Oh, a banger.
All right. Now I got to make sure the color is right.
Yeah, Michael, if you ever need sounds randomly from the internet illegally, got you.
Well, you helped me with that a lot, actually, before. How do I change the color? All right, well, you have to go with white for now. I don't know how I don't remember how to change the color, and I'm not going to spend any more time on it. So, all right.
Into the woods we go.
Into the woods. All right, so how many? Let's roll some dice, actually. Tell me what you are doing to contribute to this.
You mean our skills? I can contribute the stealth part.
All right, give me a stealth roll.
And also, I don't know if this applies since I'm wearing my cloak hood up, so I get advantage for stealth for myself. Does that apply to party stealth or not?
If you can convince me somehow, are you using the stealth to scout ahead, for example?
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't say that you can make the party stealthier, but for scouting, it would make you better at scouting.
Yeah, my big movement and my stealthiness. Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. So let's make a stealth check. Oh my God.
Okay.
He must have inspiration by now.
I do not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you got inspiration. Both Flint and you got inspiration for your contribution to our...
Yeah. Recap inspo.
Woohoo! I don't know. 15's pretty good anyway, so I'm going to keep it, even though it's a super low roll.
I'm hoping
Who's next?
I'll have Kenna fly around. And I guess I haven't really done this, but I assume that I can, like, warg into her because she's my familiar. So maybe on top of that, I will, like, put a hand on Flint's shoulder occasionally and, like, zombie walk behind him and, like, look through her eyes just to see if I see anything that she doesn't.
Sounds good. You can roll. You can make like a perception roll for her if you want.
Yeah. What does keen senses do? She has advantage on perception checks relying on sight or smell.
Yep.
Cool.
What do your dragon eyes tell you? Very nice. I will reveal that one. 21.
Nice. Good job, Kenna.
Okay. Flint, how are you contributing to this?
Yeah, I think Flint will track the raptor avians. So as we progress, I will stop and examine my surroundings to determine if a raptor avian is nearby. See if I can see signs. I mean, they have, like, nests, and now that I saw a big pile of them, or, like, their settlement. We didn't see a settlement, did we? I don't think we saw the settlement. I think I probably gleaned enough information to just at least attempt to see if one was nearby.
Yeah.
So, that's what I will do. I don't know how we're going to work that. That's up to you. But I can learn, if I'm tracking the creature, I can learn the following info without needing to make a skill check. So if we want to stop every so often and do a skill check to see if I can find them, that's fine. Whatever.
Why don't you give me a survival check for now, and we'll see how it starts.
Yep. And we're in the forest, so I'm going to take advantage on that.
Yeah, for preferred terrain, favored.
What?
No,
that's how I did.
That's terrible.
Okay, that's like,
I mean, you guys got a lot of modifiers.
Yeah.
Do you wish to use your inspiration, or are you gonna?
No, we're gonna risk the first one.
Okay.
Bad choice.
All right. And Roth, how are you contributing?
A whole bunch of ways. The first thing I want to do is also, we have to end this song after this round.
Yeah, we got it.
Just putting it out there. I'm going to use, tell me if this is wrong, I'm going to use my otherworldly senses as a bonus action. And I'm just going to keep re-upping that. I'm searching for everything, but I would assume that those wolves are fiends.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be... What? Am I correct?
Refresh my memory about what it lets you...
It opens my awareness to detect aberrations, celestials, fiends, and undead.
Okay.
And I get 60 feet of me. I know it's creature type. Within the same radiance, you also detect the presence of any place or object that has been consecrated or desecrated.
Okay.
So I'll just kind of keep opening that up. I mean, I'm looking for everything, but I assume fiends is probably the category for those scary, scary wolves. Michael, end the song. End the song right now.
Okay.
I gave you too much power.
All
right. Michael, the song is still playing. Oh, thank God you're fading it. Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right, so I'll keep that otherworldly senses kind of up at all times to start. And then past that, I think I'll roll probably stealth, actually.
Okay.
Just to keep as low of a profile as I can.
So you're going up ahead
a little bit. Fucking damn it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, I'm not going ahead.
Okay. You're just trying to walk as quietly as possible.
it's not anymore.
Is there a... Did you kick over a bucket that you found in the middle of the forest?
Now, here's the good thing. Here's a good thing. I did this right away. You know, like, we're like walking into the woods, and I'm like, I'm going to be super stealthy. And I say that to everybody as I'm turning my head. And then I turn around, and I go straight into a tree.
And the camera pans back out. Way far away, up above the tree line, and you see there's some birds go.
And I go, I'm just going to cast this otherworldly senses, and I'll stay in the middle front.
All right. Let's see. Artemis is going to... What is she going to do? She's going to use her animal handling to communicate with Luna, who is going to walk in the woods beside you and keep pace with you.
Who? Luna?
Luna, yep. And that's a 21.
I guess our animal familiars are keeping pace with each other, Artemis.
Oh, man, the tension in here is thick. Almost as thick as the trees.
She says, just make sure, what's your creature's name?
You could ask her. She'll tell you.
What's your name?
And she hears in her head, Kenna.
She says, oh.
You got a picture of fucking rainbows and blood.
Yeah, can your wolf talk?
Okay, she says, all right.
Kenna, just be careful of Luna. She doesn't know you yet. We wouldn't want you to get bitten.
Ooh. Yeah, Kenna all has right. a bit of a sting herself.
She's feisty like her. Like her patron. Okay. And Aluni, how's Aluni going to contribute?
I see.
Aluni. Yes, you can tell me how you want.
I forget. I don't know, maybe, hold on, I forget her stats. One second. We've encountered these creepy undead-ish animals. Can she use Arcana to try to sense, like, similar energies, I guess?
Yep. Okay. I think a 29 is pretty good.
Yo.
Harmony's better than all of us.
Okay. So, Roth, as you are extending your senses, which is something fairly new to you, you haven't really done that before, you immediately detect all sorts of power radiating off of Zeriel.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fiendish power or something else?
Oh, aberrant power.
Aberrant power.
I was going to say, she probably knows what these wolves are.
I immediately throw up.
Yeah.
I think I legitimately... Oh,
that's about right.
I put my hand on a tree and I just puke real quick.
I imagine Zariel's sitting next to Noctis and she's like, I just love making him throw up.
Yeah. Well, I don't tell you. Well, I guess maybe I don't know. Can she sense that I sense?
She could probably
sense that I sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, with that in mind, I'm going to either walk 60 feet in front or behind her, so I don't have this like hot spot the whole time.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll choose a way. Ugh.
Yeah, it's like trying to smell something subtle with a dog who's just been sprayed by a skunk.
Yeah,
sitting right next to you, it's just gonna absolutely overpower anything that you were trying to do. So, but once you get downwind, so to speak, of her or upwind, yep. I should say, it's much
either.
Better, much better. All right. Well, with the good rolls that you have managed. You do not, or not going to run an encounter for your trip. However, you do get to an area where, let's see, where it begins to, the nature of the forest. Definitely begins to sour a bit. It's getting even darker. much more closed in, but there's a kind of a general feeling of malaise and, I don't know, almost like a weight on you. And you start to feel, Roth, you start to feel a little bit of a tinge of something, of an aberrant energy. Similar, it's a little bit like what you detect off of Zariel, and at first you think, you kind of check back to see if she got too close to you. But it's off. It's more, it seems more rancid. Whatever Zariel has is powerful, it's potent, and it's anathema to your own energy in every possible way, but it doesn't make you like feel like it doesn't make the hair on the back of your neck stand up in the same way that this sense does. But it's kind of all around you. You can't detect, there is not a particular source of it. It just seems to be everywhere at this point.
I'll drop back then, and I'll let the party know, whoever's okay. Back there, I guess.
Hmm.
Okay. I don't know, do we have a walking order, or no? We need one?
No. Yeah, probably not given the roles that you made for this first leg. I will say, though, Flint... yeah, go for it.
Go ahead. No, you first.
Well, if you're going to do something, that'll affect what I was going to say, so.
Oh, I was just going to ask somebody. I was going to ask, let's see. Amon, do you know if this is Malkoth's area? Do you know where he might be? Or you just know of him?
I know of him. He does live in these woods, but he's more often north of Hotbog.
Going up
above the ridge, though.
Bye.
But it's entirely possible that he's here. I don't know what his relationship with the Avians is.
No, we don't know it's him, but there's definitely something amiss. Do you feel it stronger in one direction, Roth? Or is it just profuse? That's the right word. Profuse. Diffuse, maybe.
Diffuse, yeah. Mike seems...
Does Roth know? You can answer.
Okay. It's ever. It's,
he's falling asleep.
He kind of crept up on him a little bit.
You're muted, Mike.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Go ahead, Michael. My bad.
Yeah, it just kind of snuck up on you over time. I know how it is.
Okay. Just
I know how technology works.
Okay.
I think that's... nothing. Never mind.
I was just going to say, we could dip down. If it's just creeping up, maybe we could... alter our course slightly and do a little round and back up to avoid it.
I think I'll say the problem is it's everywhere, which is weird because I know what a hotspot looks like.
Right.
Yeah.
That could be.
I don't know where the avoidance would even be.
Well, let's just keep an eye out then. Okay. So I think Flint will just, see if he can be searching actively while walking for something unusual, like in a perception sort of way.
All right. Why don't you make me a perception check then?
How many hours are we in?
We'll say you're about 3/4 of the way to your stopping point.
Ooh, pretty good.
Can Zariel also, like, you know, she has some connection to this, so maybe she can feel around. She's had, like, mental kind of pings where other strong like figures with this ability are, so.
Sure. Yep.
Should do perception too, I guess.
Yep, I would also allow Arcana for that, since it's your.
But I'm not good at that. Oh, actually, I'm okay at it.
Yeah. Especially stuff kind of like Melina. That kind of like creepy tree stuff.
Okay. You definitely feel it as well. It reminds you of Melina and Ildan's energy for sure. This is definitely the same energy source. Similar to yours, but not quite right. Flint, while you are off the path a little bit, you run into a totem. You come upon some stakes that have been thrust into the ground and piled, skewered onto these stakes in a very threatening fashion are several skulls, both human and orc. And it's pretty clear this is a warning that this is the border of avian territory.
Alternatively, we could slow down. We could slow down to 3 miles per hour and be stealthy then. What that would add up to is one additional hour on what we already have. So we're already rolling for 2 hours of exhaustion. We would be rolling for 3 hours of exhaustion if we slowed down.
Can we just not go as far since we have some wiggle room before we hit the second day's rest?
We can. The problem is we have to roll for exhaustion hours at some point if we don't want to do another full day's rest. Like the goal was to only do that
near hot bog than near an entire another day of travel.
I think that's fair.
And you know that you're on the edge now of avian territory. So if you pass into that, then you're trespassing. You could stop early now, though.
Yeah, I hear you.
And recuperate.
We're at 7.5 hours then right now.
Yeah, we could do that. That might be smart. Stop now on the edge. Start moving stealthily for a day as we go through.
So what are we, 30 miles in then?
Yeah.
7 times 4 is 28. Yeah, 30.
And a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're 30 miles into an 80-mile journey. Which means we have to put on 50 miles tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a long ass.
I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah, but if we rest now, then most of ours will be under less of an exhaustion penalty, right? That's how we do this.
Well, we get to roll for exhaustion,
so we might not.
Not get it. We've rolled for exhaustion a couple times on this trip, and we've been lucky each time.
Which means we think it's going to happen again.
yeah, of course I think, but like we can't do 50 miles in a day. Like my concern.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we got to push on if you're leaving,
is leaving all that to the next, because we're gonna have to rest then again.
Yeah,
almost guaranteed.
We've got another 12 to go today.
If we push on miles now, then we will have even more time and possibly more exhaustion inside the avian area.
I know. Yeah.
Can you remind us what exhaustion does by your rules again?
Yeah, and actually, 2024 rules are basically the same as mine. I predicted. So what it is...
Level 1 isn't bad.
Basically, it's for each level of exhaustion, it's -2 to all your rolls, as well as, I believe, 5 feet off of your movement. I'm going to look.
It's a little worse than I thought.
I was thinking like -1 per, but -2 per is pretty.
Yeah, I thought it was minus.
Yeah.
And sleeping gets rid of one level.
Yes, correct. Unless you have, like, I think a high level ranger, they can get rid of them with a short rest because they're
bad. Okay. So, okay, let's say we went 9 hours. If we did it stealthily, then we could get essentially like 5 more miles. So we're at 40, 35.
I think the, like, so like my thought is we either try to go like the full halfway stealthily at this point, or we rest now and then we roll all of that shit tomorrow. Just roll until we die.
Where you are now, it's another 24 miles to get out of the woods. Now, you won't be to Hot Bog, but you'll be out of the woods.
That changes things.
That changes a lot of things.
Okay.
Oh, can we insert you're not out of the woods joke here? We're not out of the woods yet.
Okay, so...
Perhaps we could rest
now and then take another... Yeah, we could rest now and then take another one day to get through the woods, right?
Yeah, and we could do it at 3 miles per hour for the full 8 hours and then...
Yeah, I like that.
Try to stay stealthy too.
I'm still about running through these woods and then rolling 6 hours of exhaustion at the very end.
So we could, I mean, why don't we do another, like, why don't we go to 9 hours? And then if we get exhausted, we can get rid of it by sleeping. And then we'll be out of the woods the next day for sure.
But are we in the
28 miles
hostile 28 area miles
into now? The woods is pretty...
Oh, yeah. I mean, then we're resting there. I guess that's true.
It's the avian territory that's the problem.
Yeah.
I think
right. Okay. I'm thinking we rest now and then try to push through the avian territory.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I mean, there might be orcs, but, you know, we can deal with orcs.
Yeah, we know how to deal with orcs.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's probably fair.
We're slightly scared of Hotbog, but we're not in the woods, and that's a lot better.
All right, you'll set up camp, and since it's just about 11 o'clock, we will call it here for the evening.
That'll be good. Okay, can somebody...
And we'll see what the morning brings. Or
can we just write down the plan so we have it for next time? So yeah, from what I've heard, we're going to go 3 miles per hour stealthily to get out of the woods.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we're going to rest again. And then we're going to go all the way. So we're going to do two rests. We're going to do a rest now. We're going to do a rest after. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far is it out of the woods to Hot Bog? 30, 54. So to 80? Got it.
Another
so less than so it'll be another little bit.
Yeah.
But then in we can total. We
prep in Hot Bog that day. Yeah.
Oh my God. What's the total?
In our first day, I'm assuming we didn't see any signs of scorch marks or smelling smoke from the burnout that we might be or might not be following.
You know, here, let me
roll. They just burn all the time. That seems strange. Like a non-fire humanoid? There you go.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's either that or you just assume that he wanted to burn that chair.
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, when you come up to the totems that are crisscrossed over the entrance to the avian area, you see one of the skulls on the very top has a scorched hand mark on top of it. And it's very distinctly not avian. They have talent. Their hands are talent.
I see feeling up the skulls. That's weird. Okay, fine. Who knows what those guys do?
Well, they're pretty weird. Especially when they're older.
So in total, this will probably take us 2.5 days then. Which is slightly faster than the northern route. Because it's 7.5.
Yeah, if we were zooming in a wagon at 5 miles per hour, yeah.
So it's 7.5 hours day one, 16-hour rest, 8 hours day two, 16-hour rest, 6.5 hours for the last night. So we won't roll any exhaustion. Which brings us to 54 hours.
And so that's puts us at like just under 7 days total of travel so far.
Yeah, and I think I doubt we make it out of the woods without any bullshit, so that's why I'm saying 2.5 days.
Yeah.
It'll work.
Okay. Maybe. Excellent. All right, let's talk about next week.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it looks good to people.
Most of the evenings are fine for me.
Tuesday or Thursday?
Thursday for me, if we can.
Okay. Let's do that.
I'm really excited for Sheila to join again, and we've already, like, decided that she has a boyfriend, and we have all this, like, fighting going on.
She can decide whatever she wants, but we're going to...
It's going to be great.
We're still going to believe whatever we think. She can have wrong opinions.
Actually, you are, in fact, attracted to this person. Yes.
Sorry.
Do you see the eyes?
I will say I have to present to VP at 7 a.m. on Friday morning next week, so I may have to up slightly early. I'll see.
Okay, no problem.
Oh. I like that it cuts off.
5 seconds. I probably could have trimmed it a little different, but...
No, I like it.
I did my best.
Okay. See you next week.
All righty.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.